This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock now, time for World on 3 with Lopa Qatari.
Que vous soyez de Paris ou d'Oran, bienvenue à Dlriba, un chouffre à Houdi Kalbi, ton bien cuir à l'Mhabba, ya Hababi. Je vous salue. Mes frères, mes amis, vous mes élus, ahia ouled ami, c'est grâce à vous, grâce à votre présence, à vos youyou, ya yemma quelle ambiance, il y aura d'autres joies, beaucoup des milliers de fois, et je vous revaudrai ça, croyez-moi, je pense à tous nos absents. Camini sans plus de sang, Virkalvi je les ressens, tous présents. Bienvenue mes chers amis, bienvenue mes chers parents, que vous soyez de Paris ou d'Oran. Bienvenue à Dlriba, un chouffre pour les Kalvi, combien que le Mhabba, ya Hababi. N'attendez pas tant. Toi merci, quel hatta, quel honneur. Je suis ainsi, comblé d'un grand bonheur. Viens voir, réalise. Tout ce pour que tu y es cher. Faut sans valeur faire la vie, sois-en fier. Pour toi et à ta santé, et pour tout, je m'y agnès. Rebibo va vous chanter.
عقبال ما نراك عقبال ما نرى احنا ما نرى
Music to sip, an aromatic cup of coffee too. Two songs in one, Bienvenue and Abiadi, from 85-year-old pianist Maurice El Medioni, joined by fellow Algerian Hakim El Sikameya on vocals. The album is called Rough Guide to Arabic Cafe, and it really does evoke the smells of roasted coffee beans, colourful and bustling streets, and time pass, as we say in India, people watching while sipping a steaming hot cup of sweet, sweet coffee. Hello, I'm Lopa Kotari. You're listening to World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. Tonight on the programme, the new year brings with it many new releases. DJ Chantal gets introspective, Son of Dave goes all bluesy, and the sounds of Haiti are dug up from obscurity. Also, my guests in session are Mona Swayze, a group where two worlds meet. That's all to come. So let's go to Haiti and the swinging 60s, a time when traditional sounds were being given a new look. Merengue, a dance favourite, was made to swing just that little bit more and renamed Compass Direct. This is Ibo Combo and Ti Garçon from the 2-CD compilation Haiti Direct Volume 1, out on Strut at the end of this month.
C'est un temps bal marché. Si elle a tourné ma suivée, même ses toiles y ont point glissé. Vos figues envahies pour doué. Chaque pas ou fait ou vidé. Veillez-en, ouah, veillez-en. Veillez-en, ouah, veillez-en. Petit garçon, marché sous bingao. Des wagues. Veillez-en, veillez-en, veillez-en.
gens où sont les
Marcos, the Patriarch of Rebetiko van Vacaris and Franco-Syriani. The Franco-Syrians were what Marcos's community on the island of Syros were called. Apparently, he vowed to learn to play the bouzouki after hearing it at the age of 12. If he didn't manage to learn it in 6 months, he would cut off his hand with a cleaver. A slightly excessive incentive, you might say, but it worked for him. Many of you will have heard of the German DJ and producer Chantel. Well, over the years, he's brought us numerous highly charged Balkan beat albums, even one where he created a whole new world called Planet Paprika. Well, Chantel has slowed things down a touch. The album has a feisty title, Anarchy and Romance, which does actually describe the music contained within it quite well, retro punk. This is The Master Plan, and Chantel sounding a little like Mark Bolan.
And if she comes, she moves the whole town. Better leave this place downtown. And if she comes, she moves the whole town. Better leave this place downtown. And if she comes, she moves the whole town. Better leave this place downtown. And if she
L'homme picciu è arrivato, tamino cargo de bontà.
L'homme picciu è arrivato, tamino cargo de bontà. È arrivato, leuce, leuce.
È arrivato per mussega la vita.
È arrivato per mussega la vita.
L'homme picciu è demurato, tamino cargo de bontà.
L'homme picciu è demurato, tamino cargo de bontà. È demurato, leuce, leuce.
E me ne fioppuri il capel, vassit come una mirga.
E me ne fioppuri il capel, vassit come una mirga. Caresche te, la verghetto, caresche fa di navra, dallo in occio e una festa in bar. O silva detta, caresche te, la verghetto, detto da un che fa cantusso, sì che te lo beffalo.
Sureia, tamino cargo de gran fa.
L'homme picciu a Sureia, tamino cargo de gran fa. Sureia, leuge, leuge.
E se chi per non riesca un fatta, ia di un arichetto.
E se chi per non riesca un fatta, ia di un arichetto.
L'homme picciu se sa brandà, tamino cargo de gran fa.
L'homme picciu se sa brandà, tamino cargo de gran fa. Se sa brandà, leuge, leuge.
Lo papà io la rosa di fioc che su un po' di insegnare.
Lo papà io la rosa di fioc che su un po' di insegnare.
Cargo
d'amistà, noi che ci se ne sarà, amico cargo.
lavora me fai torta, tu balla sei metteri.
Cares che ten la berighetto, cares che fa di mavra andare, non ho vivo festival.
O Silvaneta, cares che ten la berighetto, e tu l'amore che fa cantusso, sticchettello beffalo. Cares che ten la berighetto, cares che fa di mavra andare, non ho vivo festival. O Silvaneta, cares che ten la berighetto, e tu l'amore che fa cantusso, sticchettello beffalo.
Dubertache, a five-piece band from Occitan in the south of France, where there's a bit of a folk revival going on. They find old songs, rejig them and get them back into the world of music, not unlike Le Corps de la Plaine and all-female choir La Mal Coiffée. Quale que temps is from Tant que Vira that came out at the end of last year. Just a couple more songs before we join Mona Swayze for their first set tonight. Alison Menezes is from the northeast of Brazil, and a bit like Dubertache, who you just heard, she and her band keep many folk and spiritual tunes of that part of the country alive for a new generation. This one is Boi Carnaval, the parade of oxen around carnival time, also a term given to the young revellers who play music and dance during the festivities.
Chegou na roça de Tom, lá pras bandas de Guaí, um boi de arreio e de canga, domado do seu lelim, brincou com aquela cidade, parou no bar de Nenzim. Hey! Amanhã eu vou acordar bem cedo pra brincar com o carnaval. Tomara Deus que ele esteja no chegou na roça de Tom, lá pras bandas de Guaí, um boi de arreio e de canga, domado pro seu lelim, brincou com aquela cidade, parou no bar de Nenzim. E carnaval, e boi, e boi, e boi.
No mulher de balancheirinha, filho.
Senegalese griot Numukunda Sissoko and a song that explores his initiation into his griot heritage and mastering of the kora, Numu Kora Diallo. It's on Rough Guide to the Best African Music You've Never Heard. And what they mean by that is that it's the music of Africa and its diaspora today, from perhaps even some of the stars of tomorrow. And one of the artists on the compilation are my guests tonight, Mono Swazi. They came into the studio here at Broadcasting House about 5 weeks ago, played some of their music and talked about how it all began many years ago in Mozambique. They began with this song, Indinewe, and it could be one of the best tunes you've never heard. And in case you're wondering, Mono Swazi means one world. What an uplifting song to start with, Ndinewe, from a band called Mono Swazi. They're a quintet from nearly as many countries as there are members in the band. They are Hope Masike on vocals and mbira, Halvard Godal on saxophone and later on clarinet, I believe, Pute Johanda on double bass, Eric Nylander on drums and percussion, and Siddiqui Kamara on percussion. And I believe you're going to sing for us later, Siddiqui. Wow. And of course, the four countries that you represent here are Mozambique, Norway, Sweden and Zimbabwe. And joining me here at the table are Hope, Halvard and Pute. So tell me, how on earth did you all meet?
Well, it started when I, in 2008, lived and worked in Maputo, Mozambique, for 1 year as part of an exchange program in Norway. And fell in love with that tradition. And then when I came back to Norway later, Hope was kind of on the same program but the other way. So she came to Fredrikstad. So then we started together to play in 2011.
For me,
11. Yeah, 2011, yeah.
So Hope, what took you from Zimbabwe to Norway?
I was fortunate enough to be part of the same program that took Halva from Norway to Maputo. It took me from Zimbabwe, from Harare to Norway also. The exchange program is called Fredskorpset, which means Peace Corps in Norwegian, the Norwegian Peace Corps.
And then when did the bass line come in, Pute?
Bass line, I've been playing with Halvar since a long time ago. We met in Copenhagen, so Copenhagen is
oh goodness,
also
it's hard keeping track of where all of you guys are.
Yeah, it's a small world.
So it's a pretty young group, really. I mean, 2011, it's only a couple of years.
Yeah.
I mean, you said, Halvard, that it was this trip to Maputo that kind of got you listening to a different kind of music. Was it when you met Hope that you thought, okay, let's kind of consolidate what we learned and let's try and put that together? Was it something that you purposefully created, or did it kind of just sort of organically grow out of your acquaintance?
Yes, it was kind of growing. It wasn't, I didn't have much plans or... It was just trying things, and I think when I lived in Mozambique and played with the traditional musicians there, it always sounded like I was trying to play something that I didn't manage to do as good as they did. So, but I think that what we have a little bit with this group is that we can bring our own kind of traditional way of playing, and it sounds like it's more than me trying to play traditional Zimbabwean music and not making it.
But it's quite, I would imagine it's quite a difficult thing to put the mbira, this beautiful little instrument, in the center of your sound. I mean, how did you decide what other instruments to sort of complement that sweet sound of the mbira with? Was it something you had in your head? You thought, great, some horns, and we'll have some double bass, lots of percussion, or what?
Personally, I've always loved taking mbira into new music spaces, so I love experimenting with whatever instrument, whatever music style and all that. But however, when I was in Norway, I didn't have any plans to say, I should get a drummer and then a bassist and a saxophonist. No. It just happened, and it was a nice just happening, and then it grew organically. The music itself took itself where it belonged. We didn't have much decided music direction or radio or anything like that. It just grew on its own and we just rode with it, we moved with it.
What's the next tune you're going to play for us?
Mondoro, isn't it?
Mondoro?
Yes, Mondoro.
That's one of your new songs. Tell me something about the song.
Mondoro is a beautiful, old traditional song from Zimbabwe. And Mondoro means the spirit medium. But this one is more related to rain. It gets life from these big water sources that are in Zimbabwe. So it talks about Save, which is a dam in Zimbabwe, Chimanimani, there's a lot of water there also. And what I like about what happened with this song is when we played with Munaswezi, because they've never heard the actual traditional version, so they just did what they felt, and I was like, interesting. And then we just took it from there. Improvisation is a very big center of our music, actually. Also because we don't stay in the same countries, so we don't have ample time to rehearse every time. So when you get the opportunity, we feel the music, we do what we are feeling with the music. But the next time we meet on stage, maybe it's 3 months, 4, 5, 6 months later, and then we interpret it according to the energy of the moment. So Mondoro, yeah, someone from Zimbabwe can pick up that that sounds familiar, but it has totally changed, although it's the same traditional song from Zimbabwe. So I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mondoro, the spirit medium that draws life from the water and flows effortlessly into the groove of the moment. One of the new songs that Monoswezi are working on. The second half of that interview and music in just over 20 minutes' time. Now, in World on Three next week, Marianne Kennedy will be introducing the first of two live programmes from the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow. There'll be four live bands performing, including the Yves Lambert Trio from Quebec and one of Scotland's newest bands, Salthouse. It's all happening at the CCA on Sockyhall Street. The tickets are free and they've just been released today. So if you're within reach of Glasgow and would like to come along, just go to the BBC Tickets website and get your name on the door. I'm Lapa Kotari and you're tuned to BBC Radio 3. Still to come, music from the fjords and Spice Islands when Zanzibar meets Norway, another tune from Haiti, and a meeting of two Fado legends, Marisa and Carlos do Carmo. Now, just as Chantel has changed direction and taken a bit of a breather from his previous form, so has Canadian one-man band Son of Dave. In Blues at the Grand, he teams up with his blues buddies to have a good old knees up. This is We Goin' Out.
Thank you.
1995 in Bamako's Bar Bozo, in the slightly seedy part of town. Bar Bozo was where you went for a drink or three after work. It might have been unglamorous, but the music was live and rocking. That was a recording of Lobby Traore and his band when they were playing at Bar Bozo in 1995, just a few weeks before it was shut down, and the clientele were forced to take their business to an even more obscure place on the outskirts of the city. Details of all the music I'm playing tonight is up on the World on Three page on the BBC website. Agnes Obel had a hit with her debut album Philharmonics in 2010. In fact, it went platinum. Avantine is her reply to that unexpected hit, and how unsettling she found being propelled into the limelight. It's quiet, watchful, and has awareness to it. This could also be a big hit, but at least this time round, she should be better prepared. This is Dorian.
Yeah.
A Bulgarian folk song with a hint of Ethiopia in it, Tanyata, from the Bulgarian Voices Angelit, who are going to be my guests on the programme in March. Before that was another track from Rough Guide to Arabic Cafe, Wenek, sung by the sultry, hypnotic voice of Salwa Abu Gresha, who comes from the Gresha family, a legendary line of Nubian musicians. And top of that sequence was Denmark's Agnes Obel, who'll be touring in the UK in April when she takes in the Barbican in London, the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester and St George's in Bristol. Back to Mona Swayze now and that session they did for us back in November. They began the second set with a tune called Mapfundi.
Thank you.
Music that simply floats over two hemispheres. Zimbabwean songs being given a Nordic makeover. The band is indeed Mona Swazi, and they bridge two hemispheres. You know, we were talking earlier on that you said it was liberating to hear your songs being heard, in a sense, for the first time by these guys, because yes. The way they interpret it, it just completely changes.
Completely different, yeah, that's true.
Does it give you a whole new approach to a song because they're hearing it in a different way?
Yes, it does, actually. It gives birth to new things. So what I end up singing some of the times is something completely new. When you hear the song, if one day, very soon I hope, you come to Zimbabwe and you hear the actual traditional song being played, it could take you a long while to figure out that it's the same song. Because when they interpret it differently, then it gives me a different energy also, and I end up singing something different also. I must say, because Halva plays wind instruments, well, I think, his sense of melody is very nice and very different from mine. And Pute also on bass, he plays things that I'm like, really? That's the bass line? And then it's fun. Next thing I know, I'm singing something completely different. So it's very nice in the sense that it gives birth to new things completely.
And have you guys played yet in Zimbabwe or Mozambique?
Yeah, we've been there twice with this group, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, and South Africa. And it was amazing. The best thing musically I've done. It felt like it was the pieces were falling together somehow. Yeah, I don't know why, but and it's so nice playing when people are suddenly there was a choir singing in the audience and people were dancing and so much unexpected things was happening that I'm not used to. That doesn't happen often in where I'm from.
I used to tell this joke that you know, when we play in Norway and Scandinavia, we can say it's allowed to dance, you know. And when I say this in Norway, I say that when you were playing in Southern Africa, we were saying it's allowed not to dance, you know. But it's very special to play these. Some of the songs are kind of children's songs, like some of the songs from Mozambique. And when we played in Mozambique, you know, a lot of people, everybody knows these songs and they start to sing along. And it's kind of strange, you know, that we are coming from Scandinavia playing their songs and they're but it's fantastic.
And what's the last song you guys are going to play for us?
We're going to play Povo Povo, and I give the word to Hope.
Povo Povo is a folk tale from Zimbabwe, and it's a song about these two birds. One had the mbira, the other one didn't. So the other bird stole the mbira from the bird that had the mbira. They ended up going to the chief because the one who stole the mbira was saying, it's mine. And the other one was saying, but it's mine. So the chief said, I'm going to give you turns to play the mbira. And whoever plays it well, it belongs to them. The first one played and everyone was like, yeah. And then the second one played and everyone was like, yeah. And the chief said, so the mbira is his. So he got his mbira back. So the song is saying, povo povo, which really doesn't mean anything. It's like nonsensical syllables and jazz. Povo povo mbira ndedzangu. So povo povo, the mbira is mine. So it's a song about claiming your music.
Thank you.
The Umbira staking its claim. Mona Swayze joined by Siddiqui Camara on percussion. Next week, you need to get wrapped up and ready because Marianne Kennedy is going to be bringing you World on Three live from Celtic Connections in Glasgow. As always, it'll include a boisterous audience and lots of high-octane music. So either grab your things and get up there or join in the fun from your armchairs. The choice is yours. There'll be four live bands performing, including the Yves Lambert Trio from Quebec and one of Scotland's newest bands, Salt House. It's all happening at the CCA on Socky Hall Street. The tickets are free, as I said earlier, and they've just been released today. So if you're within reach of Glasgow and you'd like to come along, just go to the BBC Tickets website and get your name on the door. Here's another tune from Brazil, this time a ballad from Bahian rock band Vivendo de Occhio. With the number of mandolins on the tune, it almost sounds Peruvian. And it's followed by another rock band, Eels, led by American Mark Oliver Everett, and New Alphabet from their album Wonderful Glorious. So first up, the Brazilians and O Mais Cliché.
know what? I'm in a good mood today. Well, I'm so happy. It's not yesterday. Man, it was brutal with plenty of tissues. I guess you could say that I had issues. But it's looking good. I dug my way out. I'm changing up what the story's about. When the world stops making sense, just taking what you can get. When the people on the street start looking like silhouettes. When the words just sound like noise, I need a new alphabet. When the world stops making sense, I make a new alphabet. Small thinking people with their small thinking ways. I don't have time to hear what they say. This is my world. Just the same. It's looking good now. Full speed ahead. I'll live a day like tomorrow I'm dead. When the world stops making sense, just taking what you can get. When the people on the street start looking like silhouettes. When the words just sound like noise, I need a new alphabet. When the world stops making sense, I make a new
matina pa mwogo sitonunua. Haikuwa maimuna aliyekwenda ung'oa. Kadita matina pa mwogo sitonunua. Haikuwa maimuna aliyekwenda ung'oa.
matatete kuanga na ugonjwa wa shurua ugo wa jangombe sija uramba mwiko usitukane wakunga na uzazi ungalipo mama siyo kuima kuima mizungu ipime mfumu wa siku shona Mama siyo kuima, kuima mizungu ipime Ufumu wa siku shona, shona na nguo upate Uchakuwa siku meza, jua unameza mate Ugo wa jangombe, sija uramba wiku Usitukane wakunga, na uzazi ungaliku
Mwongo wa Yongombe from Tarab Symphonic, the collaboration between the Norwegian Radio Orchestra and Zanzibari musicians Matuna Haji and Rajab Suleiman and Tanzanian singer Mariam Said Hamdan. Tarab music, the music of Zanzibar, does have an orchestral tradition, but Matuna and Rajab wanted to make it bigger. The result is this album, Tarab Symphonic, recorded during the Oslo World Music Festival in November 2012. So let's revisit two releases I played earlier, DJ Chantel's Anarchy and Romance and Haiti Director Volume 1. Haiti in the 60s and 70s was, like so many places all over the world, giving its music a real zhuzh. Near the top of the programme, I played a track from CD 1 on Haiti Direct Volume 1. Well, now here's one from CD 2 and a 1962 recording from Super Jazz de Jeune, a tantalising combo of trumpets, saxophone and congas.
Pale moun mal pa wè moun ka pale moun mal Pote moun ka pale moun mal pa wè moun ka pale moun mal
A bit of Gypsy Ska and Swing from Chantel and No More Butterflies. Carlos de Carmo is considered one of the finest fado singers of Lisbon's song. He's now 74 years old and still busy recording new stuff. To celebrate 50 years in the business and his love of fado, he's brought out an album called Fado y Amor, Fado is Love, where he duets with a host of fadistas, all women, including a 1960 recording of his mother, Lucilia, who used to run a fado house in the old days where Carlos cut his singing teeth. Here he is with Marisa, singing the song of Julia Florista.
A Júlia Florista, boêmia fadista, diz a tradição. Foi nesta Lisboa, figura de proa da nossa canção. Figura bizarra, que ao som da guitarra, o fado viveu. Vendia as flores, mas os seus amores jamais os vendeu. Oh, Júlia Florista, tua linda história, o tempo gravou na nossa memória. Oh, Júlia Florista, tua voz ecoou nas noites bairristas, boêmias fadistas da nossa Lisboa.
Chinela no pé, um ar de relé, o jeito de andar. Passava Lisboa, parava para ouvir cantar. No ar o pregão, na boca a canção, falando de amor, encostado ao peito, a graça e o jeito do cesto das flores. Oh, Júlia Florista, tua linda história, o tempo gravou. Oh, Júlia Florista, tua voz ecoa nas noites bairristas, boêmias fadistas da nossa Lisboa.
Da história, o tempo gravou na nossa memória. Oh, Júlia Florista,
oh, Júlia Florista,
tua voz ecoa nas noites bairristas, boêmias fadistas
da nossa Lisboa.
Time for one last number. But before I do, thanks for listening tonight. Next week, as I said earlier, World on Three is off to Glasgow, where Marianne Kennedy will be keeping the festival goers at Celtic Connections and you at home, fed on great music and a witty repartee. Don't miss it. It's always one to lift the soul from the cold, dark depths of winter and a great excuse for a party. I'm Lopa Kotari, and you've been listening to World on Three. I'm going to play us out with a tune called Elements from American-born Armenian oud player Ara Dinkjian. And when you hear it, you'll understand why many call him one of the finest oud players around. I'll be back on the 7th of February when I'll be bringing you the session from Brazil's maverick ethnomusicologist Siba that was due to be aired a few weeks ago. Till then, good night.
Thank you.